MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. New Mexico inching closer to getting long-term funding for environmental conservation projects across the state, but disagreements between legislators could cause trouble for the plan to set up conservation funds. Earlier this year, Governor Grisham announcing an idea to create a conservation-focused funding program for the state. A key feature of the idea is using state funds to increase access to federal funding. The governor's office described the idea as the state's first ever dedicated source of recurring funding for conservation, prioritizing land and water stewardship, forest and watershed health, outdoor recreation and infrastructure, agriculture and working lands, historic preservation, and wildlife species protection. But for that to happen, the idea first has to survive multiple rounds of debate in the roundhouse. Xcel Energy and other contractors pulling electrical transmission lines across Del Paso Street near Glorieta Drive and Grimes Street near Copper Avenue. Work is going to begin tomorrow. It'll continue through the end of the day Friday. While the work is being done, there will be traffic control as needed. Drivers should proceed with caution and obey all traffic control devices in the area. You can expect delays, and please seek alternate routes if possible. A bill designed to help the city of Carlsbad regain lost tax revenue passed the New Mexico State Senate and waits for its first hearing in a New Mexico House committee. The bill allots a one-time appropriation of $25 million for the city and Eddy County to return local gross receipt taxes diverted from local treasuries because of legislation passed nearly 3 years ago. The bill passed in 2019 and enacted in 2021 based sales taxes for online services where the service takes place and not the location of the company providing the service. And that's what's happening for MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller.